Track 10. You will be entering a very special woodland and wetland area, which is home to North American elk and many native species. The term wetland refers to habitats that are seasonally or permanently waterlogged land areas. Preserving wetlands is so important because they are among areas most vulnerable to destruction. Currently, most wetland areas have been drained to eliminate breeding grounds for insects or to be reclaimed for agriculture and forestry or otherwise modified for water supplies. By preserving this land in its natural state, we are providing a habitat for many creatures to thrive. This area was inspired by Mr. Justin Southwick, who was a pioneer in the study of migratory waterfowl. It is with him in mind that this area is so special to us and we can share it with you. The largest inhabitants here are the North American elk. Elk are second only to moose in size of the entire deer family. Elk are known as very social animals that are rarely found without other elk nearby. Elk are also very vocal, using a series of grunts and squeals to communicate with each other. What do you think these elk are trying to say? If you look to the tree line or sky, you may be lucky enough to catch sight of some interesting bird life. This area is home to many red-tailed, coopers, and sharp-shinned hawks. Hawks are carnivores or meat eaters who belong to the category of birds known as raptors. You will also see many great blue herons. These large members of the crane family have a wingspan of up to 6 feet. They are fierce hunters, and their diet consists of fish, frogs, snakes, small mammals, birds, and some plants. You might also catch a glimpse of our trumpeter swans. These swans are white with black beaks, but may be difficult to see because they are starting to nest in the wetland area and like to keep their distance from people and other animals. We are always happy to see this nesting behavior each year because it is an important part of another conservation project that we are very proud to partake in, the Trumpeter Swan Restoration Program. Despite being the largest waterfowl species native to the United States, trumpeter swans were nearly extinct by the early 1900s due to overhunting. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources developed a plan to restore this species to Iowa in 1993 with the goal of having 15 free-flying nesting pairs by 2003. By 2017, about 1,220 swans had been released in over 80 sites in the state. Over the last 2 years, staff have released swans hatched at Southwick Zoo back to the wild in Iowa. Earth Limited and Southwick Zoo are proud to have the opportunity to help restore this species to its native habitat. This concludes our tour. We hope that you have enjoyed your drive-through journey at Southwick Zoo. When you reach the road, turn right to head back towards the main entrance. Here you can visit the zoo gift shop for a souvenir or stop in at Galliford's for a bite to eat. Thank you again for supporting Earth Limited and Southwick Zoo. We hope to see you again soon.